Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Nick and Cecil. Here's former Denver Bronco Nick Ferguson and 1043thefan.com Cecil Lammy.
Well, you want to talk about having a good time? A little Sammy Hagar, right? A little rock and roll. A lot of NFL draft talk starts tomorrow. Top 10 pick, Mekhi Becton. Now, unfortunately, through a scheduling issue, I wasn't able to join Mekhi. But, Nick, you held it down, man. You got my back, brother. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate you.
I appreciate it as well, Sisu. And for the record, that was on me. So I definitely apologize. On this show, we not only tell the truth, but we are definitely held accountable. So that one is on me.
Well, Mekhi Becton, Nick Ferguson talked to Mekhi Becton earlier today, and I asked him, how are you handling and working through all this stuff?
I'm on the phone right now with the big ticket, number 73. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram, Mekhi Becton. What's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Hey, man, appreciate it. I know you guys are kind of hunkered down there in Dallas, and I know the big day is tomorrow. So tell me, how have you been handling this process thus far?
Well, I mean, this whole process has been a blessing, honestly. Just being able to talk to different teams that you see on TV every week, teams that you watch growing up, you know, it's just a great opportunity, honestly.
Well, that's awesome. Now, speaking of those teams, now, how many teams have you had an opportunity to speak to thus far? They've contacted you?
Pretty much half of the teams, honestly.
So half of the NFL has been in contact with you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, that's great. I mean, you've been really, you know, outstanding ever since high school, and you're known for being a very massive man. Now, I'm hearing that there is some good news that you have to report as of earlier this morning as it pertains to your weight. What is that good news?
Just the weight that everybody thought I was. I'm not, honestly. I weigh 363 right now, so that 390 rumor can go to bed right now. You can go to bed in general. It's not weigh that much.
Well, that's awesome. We're talking to 2020 draft prospect out of Louisville, Mekhi Becton, and I'm glad you mentioned your weight and the fact that you got that down, because you know there were rumors out there that there was, you know, some anonymous, you know, GM or some front office person that said something about having questions about your weight. How do you plan to handle that once you get to the NFL?
I mean, I'm on a diet that I plan on sticking to, so I'm fine when it comes to that. So I'm not really worried about the weight at all.
Now,
I don't think the team I go to should worry about that either.
Well, you know what? That's what I said. I mean, the fact that you are a type of player that loves to cook in the kitchen to cook your own food, I said, well, that's kind of an advantage for you because you know exactly what's going into your food. Do you not?
Yeah, that's right.
What is your favorite dish that you like to prepare in the kitchen?
I like to make salmon a lot.
Oh, you're a big salmon guy. So now I've had some trouble cooking salmon over the years because either it is too moist of the skin or it's too flaky. What kind of recipes or suggestions you can give for me so I can make a great salmon?
I would tell you to make sure you sear your skin first and then you flip it onto the non-skin side so you can get the cook that you want and the crispy skin that you want.
Well, I definitely have to try that because my wife loves salmon and I always screw it up every single time. Now, here's something that you don't normally screw up is pass rushing ability. I mean, how is it that, you know, in college, you face so many elite pass rushers, but coming to the NFL now, you're going to face elite pass rushers every single Sunday. How do you prepare yourself for that mentally?
I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry. What did you say?
I said in college football, you face a lot of edge pressure and a lot of different guys who could bring pressure off the edge. Now you're stepping into the NFL where there are elite pass rushers every single Sunday and even Thursday night football. How are you going to prepare yourself mentally to face that type of pressure?
I mean, I'm just going to have to, you know, you're going to have to work. I mean, this is all right. It's cool. I mean, I wouldn't be... in the draft, none of this. I wouldn't be doing none of this stuff if I didn't want it. So I want to go against the best. You got to be the best to go against the best.
Absolutely. Now, when it comes to offensive line, there are certain things that are very important. The marriage of the offensive lineman's hands and their feet. How have you been able to master that, and how have you been able to work on that, being as though players are not able to go to facilities and train due to this COVID-19?
I've been working out with my trainer, Duke Manyweather.
Yes.
So we've been working out at his house. We was working out at the gym at first before all this stuff went on. So we just improvised and went to his house, and he built up his own gym, and we just been working out there.
We're talking to Mekhi Becton, 22, draft prospect out of Louisville. Now, when you first went to the combine, you were very outspoken about your game and how well you would play. Where did that mentality come from as far as having the ability to dominate the player in front of you?
I would say it came from my O-line coach, Dwayne Leffert. He, from day one, he engraved that was going to be our mentality. So once then, I just cleaned everything out of my mind and just listened to whatever he had to say. And then that's just been my mentality from then on.
Well, mentality is a strong part of every player's game in the NFL, and you just hit the nail on the head. I mean, it starts with, you know, quality coaching. When it comes to coaching on the next level, especially a guy who is projected to go in the first round, people always talk about the ability to embrace coaching. I mean, if you go or you're drafted by a team that runs a different system than you ran at Louisville, how quickly do you think you'll be able to get up to speed and be able to adjust?
I don't think it'll take me that long to adjust. I mean, the first thing I would do is just get to know the veterans, honestly, and go right to the veterans and go under their wing and just listen to whatever they got to tell me and then just follow their ways.
Well, I want to double back to something really quick, because I did a little research and I saw that you at one point in college faced against Denver's own Bradley Chubb. Talk about that kind of battle between you and Bradley Chubb, and the fact of, do you look forward to facing him once you get to the NFL?
It was a great battle, honestly. You know, it was my freshman year. I didn't really know too much technique. He got me sometimes. I got him sometimes. It was a great battle, honestly.
Now, offensive line technique. Now, as a former DB and a guy that played in the league for 10 years, technique is so key. You watching you on tape, I mean, you've kind of refined your technique. What went into your ability to be able to do that?
Like I said, just my O-line coach, Dwayne Leffert, he came in and just erased the whole board and said, we're not doing that. This is the way we're going to do it. And he pretty much molded and helped me out to where I can feel comfortable to doing the things that I do on the field. So that's pretty much what we worked on from day one since he came to that team.
Now, really quickly, now how difficult is it for a guy like yourself to face an edge rusher that may have a multitude of different moves going into a game?
I mean, it's really tough when you go against a D. It don't even got to be me. It's just in general, a player in general. It's tough for any offensive lineman that goes against a guy that got a lot of moves. So it's just, you just got to key in on his favorite moves, like figure out what he likes to do the most, and then figure out what he does when he can't get his favorite move off. So that's all it is to it, honestly.
Well, man, I tell you, I'm really excited to see what happens for you on draft day. I know it's going to be exciting for you and your family members. You know, much respect for your game and how you just kind of grapple and drive defenders off the ball. So, and man, you know, big ups and big shout to you for everything that you're doing. And I look forward to seeing great things from you in the NFL.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, man. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mekhi. That was Mekhi Becton. You can follow him at big.ticket73 on IG and Twitter. 2020 NFL draft prospect out of Louisville. Expect some great things out of him this upcoming year in the NFL.
Nick Ferguson holding it down. By the way, that Mekhi Becton Bradley Chubb game?
Yeah.
Clash of the Titans, bro.
Was it?
That was a clash of the Titans.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was Becton when he was a freshman, and, like, he didn't
know.
He didn't know, but he still, like, held his own. What? Which against Bradley Chubb, that's a grown-ass man. Bradley Chubb is the dominant force.
And this is why I feel as most people should go back and watch some of those early games, because now you see the foundation that was laid to the point now. So when people criticize Mekhi and talk about his weight, I'm like, look, man, that's a big man that once he lays hands on you, we're talking about heavy hands, and it's hard for some defensive edge rushers to actually get away. So, listen, I'm really excited to see what happens for the guy tomorrow. But some team, whomever it is, they're going to get a quality offensive tackle.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Los Angeles Chargers took him at 6. Leslie Bark.
Do you know something? What's that, Leslie?
Huh?
Timmy fell down the well.
Huh? What's that girl? Yeah. Mekhi Becton, latch and steer, my friend. Latch.
Drive the car.
And steer. That's what he does. Controlling offensive tackle. Fantastic interview. If you missed it, you can check it out at 1043thefan.com. That's what we do. Talking football on this. And, well, our fan staff mock draft powered by Good Times Frozen Custard and Natural Burgers. I made the call for Denver. I made the call of Jerry Jeudy. Now seems somewhat controversial, although it's not. If you talk to multiple teams across the league. So, Jerry Jeudy with Denver, what do you think? It's our fan staff mock draft. It's powered by Good Times Frozen Custard and Natural Burgers. And, of course, Good Time drive-thrus are open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Absolutely love it. Fantastic. And when we look across the National Football League, setting you up for the NFL draft, let's jump in. My mock draft came out today. Shocking revelations and surprises. We go over next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.